B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missinelli. 610-632-0975. 5 o'clock hour. Brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. 676 is blocked now in both directions. People on the road protesting. Still remains peaceful, but if you were going to have to drive that way, I would advise you to avoid it. You will have a long wait. This is what happens. It's an accumulation of a lot of things. And I understand that it is not pleasant for people. Like, I understand that. And I'm not suggesting that it should be. And I'm not suggesting that people shouldn't be outraged, but people stuck in the house for months. And they're seeing this, and they have more time to think about it, and there's nothing to distract them. This is what happens. The word of the day has been responsibility. We all have a responsibility going forward. We'll get into that more this hour, but it is what it is. It remains peaceful, but it also the sun is still out. So let's hope that everything remains peaceful. Let's hope that we can spread more love, but we also have to spread more honesty about situations like this to hopefully avoid another situation like this. But I don't know. How you think the night's going to go, you two?
We'll see.
I'm a little nervous. I hope that things can be resolved peacefully at some point.
More National Guard, which could move people along better. They don't really have arrest power. That's not why they're there, but they could move people along better, possibly, if that's a concern.
I mean, the question is, do people go to other areas? I mean, the King of Prussia Mall was hit over the weekend, right?
Like, you had to drive to get there.
That wasn't even Center City. Right, exactly.
Now, Booney says he's cautiously optimistic.
I agree.
I am sort of cautiously optimistic, too.
Yeah.
I believe in this city. I believe in the people.
Yeah.
Like, I do, and I believe in the police. I believe in Philadelphia. Like, I do. I do. And I want us to do as well as Camden did. Because Camden hit a grand slam.
Yeah, they did.
Camden hit a grand slam.
Beautiful display of unity that we saw.
And, but it got a little hairy the last couple of nights all over the country.
Yeah, it's scary, you know, and I'm laying in bed last night and all you hear is the helicopters and the sirens and then every 15 to 20 minutes or so there's a loud boom and I don't know what the boom is.
And I think one thing that could help the area, well, they called for it originally. There was supposed to be some rain tomorrow. Nope, not anymore. There's some thunderstorms in the forecast. Weather helps.
Yeah, weather definitely helps.
Weather helps.
You said earlier it didn't rain anywhere in the country.
It didn't rain anywhere in the country. And then you get, like, that didn't help things. Like, there's a lot of things. Like, we can get out the house. It's warm. If it's freezing cold, the crowd's halved.
Yeah.
Man, I got to get my coat. It's cold out there. People aren't. It's nice. And it wasn't too hot either.
I was about to say.
It's 95.
It was perfect. It was perfect.
It's like this was a perfect storm.
Yeah.
For a lot of this situation. But we can't lose track of what happened. George Floyd's family speaks out today. They call for peace. And also, independent autopsy confirms what you saw in the video killed him after the initial. So now there are now calls for the initial medical examiner to now be arrested because they think he must be part of a cover up.
Well, so, I mean, one would think that, you know, it's just.
Yeah.
Not just coincidence that an underlying condition flares up at the exact same time someone happens to put pressure on your neck, right?
Yeah, it seems like people are using 676 not necessarily just to block it, but to just walk.
It's a road. It's a walkway now.
To get where they want to get to wherever they're headed next. So, yeah.
So avoid 676.
Completely. Completely.
Yeah, it looks like there's hundreds of people. I'm looking at pictures on Twitter right now.
You want to avoid that area completely. So that's where we're at. And they're trying to move people off the road, and then there's going to be smoke and gas and everything like that. So avoid that area. Lee in Shanksville, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Lee?
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
Hey, so first thing, I just want to give my condolences to the Taylor, Floyd, and Arbery families. Everything that happened to those families.
Yes.
Just unbelievably sad.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
What I want to talk about is clearly, you know, these protests are in my opinion, justified. But I really do think that we need to have some sort of success criteria. So if the government comes up with some sort of position that would be acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
What would that be? Would that be that police are able to be charged with murder? Is that the success criteria? What is the success criteria?
The success criteria is when the police treat everybody the same way.
Right.
Like it, and probably there needs to be, and more government usually leads to more corruption. Adding more layers to government usually adds to more corruption. Police, I don't think they've demonstrated a good enough ability to police themselves. So there has to be somebody else. And that would be another level of success.
That makes sense. But the National Guard has rules of engagement, right?
Yes. So the police. Police have rules of engagement as well. Now, whether or not they get followed is a different deal. But there's rules of engagement. They're not supposed to. It's not in a handbook that you put your knee on somebody's neck for 8 minutes and 44 seconds. Like, you don't do that. That's not in the handbook. You're not told not to. Maybe it needs to be in the handbook. Now, don't do that. But that's not in the handbook. Not at all. Rodney in Delaware, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Please allow me. Give me just a quick minute. I'm in Delaware. I'm from Philly. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Born and raised, grew up. I lived in a community that was between Irish on one side, Italian on the other,
okay.
In South Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Went to South Philly Catholic school, grade school, which I was the only African American in the grade school. Mind you, I'm 55 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Only African American in the grade school. 25 out of a school of 400 for high school were African American.
Right.
Never had any type of racism in my bones whatsoever because my parents never raised me that way.
Gotcha.
So I'm looking at all this, and my first question is: if everybody would think back, this happened on. The thing with Mr. Floyd happened on the 25th, correct? Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what was anyone of not an African-American persuasion, what was their thoughts about everything that was going on with the police on the 24th of May? Because it seems like
wait a minute. But before that, the Breonna Taylor and the Ahmaud Arbery case happened, and it took forever for them to charge him. So obviously they saw the video just like I did.
And correct.
So I didn't have that great of an opinion in that way. I mean, I try to treat people like individuals, but that didn't change the opinion that much for me. It was just another example.
Okay, but what I'm saying is that as white people, Caucasians, what was their opinion of that? They felt as though there were injustices, right? What I'm saying is that there always seems to be a wave. We'll have people joining the calls and trying to say, you know,
then it dies
this, that,
down.
The other, but then it dies down.
Yeah, exactly. You're absolutely right about that. You're absolutely right about that. Apparently, by the way, the issue on 676 is some guy tried to start a fire. They put the fire out and arrested him. That was the smoke.
Wow,
some guy tried to in a wooded area, by the way.
Right.
So it wasn't like it would have spread and burned down the city. It was just to create a diversion. They quickly got to him, and now that's in order. So they got the guys, and they look a little disheveled. I don't know if they're really protesters. I don't think they were protesters, the people that decided to do that. I think that they were just, that's the problem. That's the other problem is other crimes also don't stop.
Right.
Just like other illnesses don't stop during a virus, other people being just being randomly stupid doesn't stop when there's a riot.
Right. In fact, the likelihood of stupid behavior increases.
Increases.
For anybody who's just looking to kind of find a reason to wild out.
Right. So
yeah.
That's out there. So we'll try to keep you updated. It's these things happening, though, it shouldn't take these things happening to change your opinion on law enforcement. But now we have another problem. Apparently, the Louisville police... police chief got fired.
Yes.
Because there was a shooting last night and somehow multiple officers on the scene and none of them had on their body cameras. None of the cops on
which
the scene.
Which is supposed to be mandatory.
Oh, yeah. It's a violation of policy.
Yeah.
And since that many police officers violate the policy, and again, the Breonna Taylor situation happened there, that chief just got fired.
Yeah.
So this is the kind of stuff, and then people say, I don't know, if you're not, I don't know if the peaceful protest lead to that. That's my problem. Saying it should be enough. Like our goal from this, somebody said, what would be a success? The goal should be to where when something bad happens, I can sit with other black people, we can say it, you, I don't mean literally you guys will believe it, and there will be action after an investigation. It shouldn't take all this to get action. Clearly that police chief was wilding. Clearly he wasn't good at his job. But it took all of this and all the scrutiny and then positive things happen. Because I think obviously a bad police chief being fired, and even if he wasn't a bad chief, if that many of your officers are breaking your rules, well, you're not a leader.
Right.
And you should be fired.
Yeah, I mean, again, like what... It's an abuse of power. And I think we've seen a lot over the last couple years, whether, you know, as a woman with the Me Too movement, abuse of power, and eventually you hope that it stops. And right. I think we've made progress in hoping, you know, that people who are in these positions of power are now being held accountable. And that's also what, you know, people are looking for is accountability.
Right.
And you can't just do this over and over again. Like back in the day, you know, there were some people who used to, I guess, grope their secretaries and nobody looked another way. Mm-hmm. We've now advanced as a society where you don't want to go, you know, you don't expect to go to work and get groped anymore.
Right.
You know,
you have to adjust your behavior.
It's yes, it's progress.
With the times.
Yes.
Some people do. Some people don't.
Yeah. Like the time. And this is out. You know, a display right. of the times Things dictating mm-hmm. that that's over. The behavior is not tolerable anymore.
Yep. Sean in Pottsville, you're on 97.5 Fanatic.
Hey, Tyrone.
What's up, Sean?
Can you hear me?
Yep, gotcha.
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
Good. I've been listening all day. I just want to say, I'm just like everyone. I'm really sad. I'm kind of hurting right now. It's just been a long, long couple days.
Yeah, that's tough.
It has been, but I appreciate you kind of being so articulate, and I think that's what we really need to do is kind of remove the emotion from some of this and just kind of talk about our feelings and experiences, all sides, and listen to mm-hmm. one another.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a couple questions that I kind of want to ask for you
sure.
that I hope you could articulate on.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say is maybe the end goal of the looting?
There is no end goal of looting. I believe that the looting a lot of times is an emotional outburst out of frustration that they have not been heard. And it's not just them. They weren't heard. And their parents weren't heard. And their grandparents weren't heard. And those parents and for generations haven't been heard. And they're saying, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. So I'm doing something. There is no end game to looting.
What would you say if there's no end game to looting? What would you say as, you know, as you said in the beginning of the show, you know, every action and then the reaction.
Mm-hmm.
What would you think people are sitting at home? What do you think the general reaction is to what they're saying? And I'm not even going to say what's going on in other cities, because
no, when they see
obviously
looting,
we're in Philadelphia. What do you think people at home think?
When people see looting, they obviously recoil from it by and large, and then they also forget, because they want to, they forget about the initial calls, because then that allows them to sleep well. They can say, you know what? I'm really sad about that Old Navy. I'm really sad about this and that, because it's hard to be sad about people. It hurts you. If you're an empathetic human being and you see real things happen to people, not little piddly things where people are dramatic about it. Yeah. I'm talking about real things happen to people. It hurts you too. It hits you in the heart as well when you see bad things happen to other people. That's hard to carry around. It's easy to carry around. Man, I hated what happened to that piece of glass. And then they get a new piece of glass, and then you feel better because the glass that you were mourning got replaced. That's a lot easier to do. Dead people don't come back. So that's what happens with it. But again, I'm not going to sit there and tell you that looting works. Now, there's some people who are looting to create unrest because they want unrest, but it doesn't have an end game. It's not a strategic thing that, like, this will work, but it does at times seem to work because talking, for whatever reason, the system is set up, again, responsibility to reality. Reality is, a lot of people, that's speaking about it isn't enough. They need to see it.
Well, and the reality has been that it took to this point to have this very, very, very open dialogue about the reality of it. It took to this point to have this very open dialogue because, again, if this were a normal time, quote unquote, and there was no global pandemic and, you know, sports were still going on, like, I get it.
We'd
but
be
like,
about to start the NBA Finals. We'd be into the NBA Finals.
Yeah, and like
baseball would be starting. Hockey playoffs and again, would be getting close to wrapping up too.
It's kind of been, again, it's the perfect storm because now we are forced to talk about it and to talk about it in depth.
Yeah, you can't.
There's no distractions.
And nobody can say, like they want to, well, stick to sports. They would love to say stick to sports.
Oh, man.
Right now.
The stick to sports people, their thumbs on Twitter are just like shaking. Yeah. They're dying to say stick to sports.
They want to say stick to darts. A real sports talk host would be talking about German soccer right now. I know what your problem is, Tyrone. Bill and Wynwood, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, Tyrone. Hi, point of view. But I want to say what we could be doing from this. Just hear me out for a minute. Maybe Philadelphia can start the ball rolling. Maybe you can put a word in with Kenny or whatever. All it would take, a little something that would really help a little, have all the police in Philadelphia mm-hmm. get black armbands, and they put on it either, you know, BLM, Black Lives Matter, or they just have a black armband. They all wear it. Every time they go into a thing, they take a look. They see they have their armband. If there's an African-American perpetrator, they take an extra thing. Look at, I got this armband on. I got to take care of, I got to be careful. Along that line, it would be a start, and we'd become nationwide. You'd have the police bonding together. Any officer decided not to wear it, hell with them. Remove them from the force.
Yeah, I hear you. And in a perfect world, that would happen. I can tell you right now, the cops aren't doing that.
Tyrone, I wouldn't. I think you're wrong. I think if you contact some police, they would do it in a moment. They feel ashamed that this guy did this.
You were saying all of them. What I'm saying is, all in that particular case, you're talking about thousands of police officers.
Correct, but the thing
I don't
is,
believe
Tyrone,
they would
hear
do
me
it.
Out. They would be if their union and or if the if Mayor Kenny said. We want to show a sign of support, police. We're going to put armbands on everybody's arms starting tomorrow.
Oh, temporarily? Temporarily? Like,
it doesn't have to be. Just a temporary thing to remind them, or it could be forever.
I think then they'll say, well, what about the white citizens? They'll feel like they're getting. I don't believe they would do it. I don't. I don't think they would do it. I just don't think they would.
It's an interesting concept.
It is interesting.
If it was
concept.
Something that would be mandated like that. The goal, I think, is you shouldn't need an armband to think about the person that you're serving. You shouldn't need an armband to think about the human life of the person. That,
right.
Like, that's a human being. That's a human being.
Right. So, but it's not that it's a bad, I just don't think it would happen.
Yeah, you know, somebody will say it's against my, like, against my rights to force me to
wear this. Yeah, we're talking about that. Da, 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 da. Anthony on the cell, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Anthony? All right, no Anthony. Victoria in West Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh?
Victoria?
Yes, hi.
All right, how are you?
Peace and blessings. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I wanted to first thank you. You and this lovely lady who is speaking. Natalie, you know what? Thank you for telling the truth, y'all. My God. But listen, I have so many thoughts. I'm gonna try to be real succinct here. First of all, I want to tell you something. When I was growing up in New York, I'm in my 60s. I had my first and only child at 44, and he's 19 now. Put that off to the side. When I was growing up and Dr. King was assassinated and Malcolm was assassinated, I'll never forget the corner on Reed Avenue and Halsey Street that said the pig killed the brother here, and there was an outline in white paint of a man laying in the street where he'd been shot by a police officer. Now we're going to come a little forward. Now we know that we have this issue because we know that the original sin was slavery, which was really based on money. It wasn't anything personal, but I ain't going to go too far into that right now because that's a whole nother piece. I want to tell you we've come fast forward. They've used 41 bullets from my boy Amadou Diablo. How many bullets you think it take to kill somebody? That's just this is not questions for you to respond, but I want to put something out there for your audience because I've noticed that a lot of people that pull into this station, you know, you're sports fanatics, and that's cool. I like sports too. But I've heard some of the things that some of the people have made reference to with regard to some sports players and their color. Now, what blows my mind is you got all these people that's loving the Eagles. You got the people that's loving the hockey and everything like this. And I like sports, too. You could turn it off. But what I want to know is, are those same people that are going to see the Sixers or the Eagles play, are they the same people that's going to speak up if they walk by and see a man slapping a woman around on the street? Are they the same people that's going to speak up when a nice black family wants to buy a house on their block and all of a sudden there's a problem? They can revere and worship these sports figures and give them respect at a distance, but up close, when you're not a sports figure and you're not revered, you can't get no respect. It's a hell of a thing. But that's not even what I want to say, Mr. Todd. What I really want to say is the man that called about the success criteria, I'm going to give him a suggestion. The success criteria would be to start teaching these children the truth. We are still teaching Columbus in books. Yeah. We are still teaching that all these lies that have been perpetrated through generations.
You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. But I do wonder if George Floyd was, because Steven Jackson spoke and they were talking about how they called each other twin and all that kind of stuff. I don't really know, like, if being an athlete or anything would have necessarily saved them unless those particular cops were sports fans. And even then, I don't know if that would have saved them. Because then if he had a bad game, then it's, you know how people get when you have a bad game. They overly respond. I don't know. The dignity part that she's bringing up is interesting. A lot of arrests, it seems like, on 676 for the people with that fire. They're all getting loaded up. And you know what? Good. Good. Like, look, we can't have that. Good.
We got to drive.
Come on, man. Like, no, those particular guys, I don't think, I don't know what they were doing. I bet you when that comes out, they're not from here.
It didn't look like it.
They're not from here.
It didn't look like it.
They came from out of town, and then whatever bus that they were just loading them in, after they book them, then take them back to wherever they came from. Don't come into this city acting like that. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Missanelli Show. The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli. 610-632-0975. And if we had a Twitter poll today, it would be brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. Need a mower, zero turn, or other outdoor power equipment? Paul B. Moyer & Sons has it all. Order online at paulbmoyer.com or by phone with safe contactless pickup in Doylestown. Anthony on the cell, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Ty. Thanks for coming back to me, man. Sorry about before. I lost connection on my phone.
All good.
So there's a couple things I want to touch on. First things first. When I first turned you on, I turned you on about 4:30. I heard this guy talking about, you know, statistics of how many white people versus black people.
Yeah, he got it
now,
right.
Now, no matter what, I don't care. That number could be 1,000 to 1. When in this country have white people been legally and socially accepted by police to be beaten, have dogs let on them, hoses, killed, any of that? Like, this argument, and it's not just him that's making this argument. This argument's floating around. And personally, I'm white. Personally, yeah, I don't want police hurting me, but if that's how I feel, why wouldn't I support the Black Lives Matter? Why wouldn't you support everybody else trying to stop police brutality? Who cares if it's what color? The fact that people are trying to say, oh, well, more white people die, and, you know, you don't hear about this guy or that guy, that is a total ignorant argument. Like, that is just beyond ridiculous. My second point, between the rioting, looting, protesting, whatever you want to call it, me, I like to think I'm a peaceful person. But, again, I have never been oppressed. So if somebody becomes violent in this type of time, that is not my decision to think if that's right or wrong. They're the ones that are going through this. I'm just trying to support. So the fact that they're looting, I might not understand it, but it doesn't matter. I support it. It is ridiculous that people are more upset with the looting or rioting than they are with the actual fact that this guy died. I mean, Breonna Taylor, I know a couple of people mentioned it on the show today. You said that the police chief got removed. Did the cop that put 20 bullets in her get removed yet? Like, there are still problems going on in this country. And truthfully, I think the only reason things are being coming to light is the film. Look at Rodney King. He was like the first big name, you know, against LAPD. Well, that was the dashboard. And then all of a sudden, what happened in the 2000s? Well, now we need body cam footage. Well, that wasn't good enough because, like you said, the people in Louisville, they're not even wearing their cameras. So now we
have cell phone.
We physically have to police them. And it's ridiculous, man. And I feel bad for what a lot of people are going through in this country. Like, and just to hear, oh, well, those businesses didn't deserve it. Oh, well, those businesses didn't deserve it. Weeks ago, people were complaining that Target was open. Now people are defending Target when the owners of Target didn't even care what happened to their store. They're supporting the protest.
Yeah, for sure. But listen, it is a fact that after a pandemic or during a pandemic in which a business had to be closed to then get destroyed is absolutely sad and terrible and to be taken seriously. Period. That is absolutely to be taken seriously. It is. Not to the level of human life. That's all. As long as you can keep things in its proper place, absolutely talk about it. But when you talk about it as an excuse to not talk about the real issue, then I have a problem. And there's a lot of people out there who do that. And that's troublesome.
Yeah, because they feel more comfortable with that.
Right.
All right. It always comes back to how comfortable we feel about certain conversations.
Right.
A lot of people, unfortunately, feel more comfortable complaining about how dare they destroy that store that I go to.
Right.
They feel more comfortable.
And not that you shouldn't be upset, and you should feel bad for business owners and all of that. No one says that you shouldn't have compassion for a small business owner who loses their business. Like, of course you should.
Right.
But you should also have compassion for human life. And if you only have compassion for the store, you have to look at yourself. You have to figure out how you sleep at night. Matt in Bethlehem, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Ty, how you doing?
All right, how are you?
I'm good. First of all, I want to say what happened in Minneapolis was criminal type of deal. But I just wonder why people make it racial and just not, you know, a bad dude abusing power. When I was young, I was a punk, and I had many run-ins with police. Some of them were good. Some of them were bad. I have 3 broken bones in my back from a bad run-in type of deal. And it just, you know, I think there's 2 types of people that be a police.
Mm-hmm.
One type that wants to make a change and are good people. And the other type are power hungry, just bad dudes. Type of deal. And I think media plays into a lot of racism.
How so?
Because anytime like a white guy commits a crime, it's white people did this, you know? And then he had that incident in Michigan where the guy beat up that old guy in the nursing home. You can't find any clip in the news that promotes the race of the criminal and stuff. And you don't have to deal with, you know, it ain't this guy's color, so he's bad. You know, it's, there's bad people in the world.
You lost me a little bit there, but I appreciate the call.
I have a thought real quick.
Okay.
So he said that he was a punk when he was younger, right? So he had multiple run-ins with the police,
mm-hmm.
right? So that means he was probably committing some sort of crime. So he now has rods in his back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, but he just called to talk to you because he's alive.
Yeah.
And so he admits to being a career criminal.
Mm-hmm.
Has, you know, rods in his back because he had a bad run-in with police.
Mm-hmm.
So they beat him up or whatever the situation was, but he's alive. Yeah. But he's still alive. Again, the goal is life. That guy has a life. He has rods in his back. I'm sorry. That must be terrible to live live with.
But
he's alive.
He's alive. You're right about that. Dan in D.C., you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Ty, Nat, Andrew. First time, long time. Thanks for all you do. Love listening to all 3 of you. You've kept me sane during quarantine, especially Ty, when you defended Dave Matthews for a whole day.
Yeah.
But I got 3 points I want to make real quick.
Mm-hmm.
First point, I moved to D.C. back in 2016 to work in criminal justice reform because I was sick of seeing videos like George Floyd.
Right.
That said, even though I'm always researching this stuff and I'm always looking at the data, I'm not going to pretend to know what my black and brown friends go through when they encounter the police. I'm always going to listen to them and try and learn from them. I marched in D.C. yesterday and tried to make sure I heard from as many black voices as I could, because that's what I think a legitimate ally should do, in my opinion.
No,
second point,
I appreciate that.
Second point, Ty, you're exactly right about needing allies who don't look like you. As a gay man, I know the only reason we have rights is because straight folks eventually got to know us. And I know for a fact, the more white folks get to know black folks, the less racist they're going to be. I mean, I grew up in a town that was 98.5% white. I didn't meet a black person till high school, and I wasn't friends with a black person till my roommate freshman year of college. So that obviously changes your perception a lot on the world. And then the last point I wanted to make is a little nerdy, but like I said, I work in criminal justice reform.
Mm-hmm.
But so from 1871 to 1967, families in this country had the ability to sue officers who killed members of their family or deprived them of their other constitutional rights.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Supreme Court just made up this concept called qualified immunity that basically protects bad cops. There's a bill being introduced in Congress this week that would get rid of that practice.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of other criminal justice reform bills that are getting introduced.
Yeah, Justin Amash introduced
that.
Yeah.
So if you care about these issues, and Hakeem Jeffries has a bill to ban chokeholds, and Cory Booker's coming out with a bill. So there's a ton of bills moving in Congress right now. So if you really care about these issues, pay attention to how your lawmakers vote on this stuff.
No, I appreciate that, Dan. That's a good point. We can all, that's another way. If that person, if you don't think that person is an ally, and if you think that that's an issue worth voting about, absolutely do your research on such things. And I think that this will be made, since this is the year of a presidential election, more people vote during those years than the off years as anyway. I think this is going to be a topic that is at the top of ballots all over the country when we get closer to November, for sure.
Yeah.
So 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. Still time to get your phone calls in before we pass it off to Devon Givens. Tyrone.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
Johnson in for Mike Missinelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia. 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missinelli. 610-632-0975. As we approach curfew in Philadelphia, 6 p.m. If you want to be safe, please go home. All right, if you want to be guarantee your safety, please go home right now. Tasty Cake Don, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Ty, how are you?
All right,
Andrew, Natalie. Ty, thanks for taking my call. I really wanted to talk to you today because, I can never, ever see things through your eyes. You and I can see things from the same place, Ty, because I grew up in Pennsauken, New Jersey. And what I wanted to say to you was, in my world was diverse my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking back through my, all we wanted to do was play ball summer. And guys were getting together. And the, I mean, there was no, I mean, I felt in Pennsauken, I want to say to you, I felt that we didn't see no color. We just wanted to play ball. We just wanted to hang out. That's where I'm coming from. Mm-hmm. But again, I can't see it through your eyes.
Yeah, no, I saw color. I need people to see color. Like, I'm sitting in this chair. The usual person that sits in this chair isn't, like, you got to know the difference. It's about not treating people differently because of it. But you need to see it because not seeing it is only part of the story. Like, you need to see it, but you just can't treat people differently because of it. I think that's the most important thing, in my opinion, Don.
But you growing up in Pennsauken,
yeah,
you had a diverse group of friends, right?
Yeah, of course I did. Had diverse,
yep, I know you did. I mean, that's what we do in Pennsauken.
Yeah, we would hang out, and it was there was no beef. But like me, at the same time though, we still had. It wasn't perfect, but yeah, it was. For the most part, we would hang out together, parties. There was no big racial issues, and other than maybe some music, right. There'd be times where the white guys would want to play rock in the locker room, and the black guys might want to play rap. Other than that, there weren't that many issues at all in Pennsauken. But that's because everybody growing up there had been exposed to one another for our whole lives. If we play sports, exposure goes a long way. A long way. A very long way exposure goes. And as long, it goes a long way. But I don't think it can only be exposure that happens like in childhood. Because it's almost sometimes there's get these guys to say, I grew up with such and such, as if like black people don't change, like white people change. Like imagine if I only spoke to white people in the 90s and I didn't talk to any white people and then came to you guys and tried to talk to you about, what music? So Pearl Jam, Nirvana, like I had no, you get what I'm saying? Like the world evolves. So I think it's great to grow up with people of color, but if you still don't surround yourself with it throughout your life, you'll be kind of out of touch in a way too. Not necessarily with your feelings, but what's going on in the community, whether it's music, TV, or whatever it may be. You just be like, oh yeah, so you guys still like Dallas and Knott's Landing? That you guys think still? Oh, nah, it's not? You guys have moved on? How would I, like, you know what I mean? Like, you gotta move on with the times. Chris and Yardley, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Thank you for taking my call. How are you today, sir?
Doing all right. Trying to get through, Chris.
I got you. Hey, Matt, how are you?
Oh, I'm okay.
All right, good. So the reason for my call is I'm not going to tell you I'm white. I'm not going to tell you my age. I'm not going to tell you this. What I am going to tell you is I'm tired of listening to people try to discount the experiences of others. You're pissed off about the looters and the rioters? You should be. It's an absolutely senseless thing to do. However, before we had George Floyd, we had countless other black men killed by police. And that, what I want to know is, if you're just as outraged about what happened to George Floyd, where's your outrage when there's not looting and rioting going on? And that is the thing that people need to start focusing on. You know, we often hear the cart before the horse kind of terminology. Well, it seems to me that we're doing a lot of putting the looters and the rioters, again, notice I'm not saying protesters, because people don't seem to differentiate between the two.
Right.
And there are opportunists in this world.
Absolutely.
Just like there are people sitting behind corporate desks right now who are making every little cut and turn and twist so that they can get their bottom line to improve and that they can still afford that luxury vacation. People will find ways to use an opportunity to make their situation better. Unfortunately, we're losing sight of the fact that we had a very, very bad situation in this country, and that's an issue of race. And when people say that we don't have a race issue, I say BS, because as someone who has taught in Philadelphia, who taught at Daniel Boone High School, and had a 14-year-old kid who was a smartass and liked to lip off a lot, come in one day with his face all blown up, and I said, man, who did you upset? And he said, the police. Remind me that racism doesn't exist.
It's tough. It's tough. It does exist. It just does. And the denial that it exists is just silly. Todd, you got about a minute. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Todd, my brother. How are you?
All right.
Good, good. Nat and Andrew.
Got about a minute, Todd.
Hey, the one real quick, Ty.
Yes.
Trust me to believe that racism still exists. It really is. And, you know, that some people think about hatred. You know, that's so hard to believe. My first best friend was a black guy, Kevin Hammond. A1 guy, good guy. So that was my very first friend.
Yeah.
But here's the deal, bro. As far as tonight goes, good people go home.
Please.
I understand everything that's going on. But you really need to go home unless you're looking for trouble. And if you're looking for trouble, you'll find it. So the good people need to go home, Ty.
Yes,
you agree?
I absolutely agree with that. Listen, I know it was uncomfortable all day. Thanks to the callers. Thanks to the viewers. Thanks to the listeners, of course. Thanks to Josh. Thanks to Booney. Thanks to Andrew. Thanks to Natalie. Hopefully tonight's better and we have a better day tomorrow, because there might be some developments in sports to talk about up next. Is it Joe Torti next? I see Joe Torti right in front of me. So Joe Torti next on the radio side, and then Lunch Talk Live, followed by the 2008 NLDS Game 1, Phillies versus Brewers. You know, that was an awesome game. I'll talk to everybody tomorrow.